Can you guys hear me? You had me going over and checking my settings because I was playing Overwatch last night and had myself on push to talk for a bit. All right, good. Okay, so lots of exciting stuff to go over. I am going to warn you, this is going to be a little bit long. So if you don't really have the time to listen, you can always just check back. I'm going to be posting on Reddit and Patreon as well about everything. Probably a little bit more of a concise version than this is going to be. For some of the changes, I do want to really go over and explain things since you guys support me so much. I do feel like you're an explanation for a couple of things. Mainly why it's taken me so long to fulfill my goals. But yeah, I've decided to say fuck it and change my priorities a tiny bit to catch up. For about a year now, I've been constantly behind on the voting list, and it's just like a never-ending game of catch up to create all the files I've promised. Unfortunately, while I can record and edit pretty much endlessly, script writing itself is something I can only do so much of at a time. And it takes a long time. It requires the right frame of mind and many, many hours for each script. And this all became an issue. Like, for happy reasons, my Patreon jumped far faster than I had ever expected it to, than it had ever done before last year. And it hit several of my goals almost all at once. I expected to have several months in between each of those goals being hit. And then they all hit in like 2 weeks, like three of them, because my goals were spaced $500 apart. And, you know, I didn't think, my Patreon would jump over $1,000 in 1 month, which is awesome. But then it's like, oh, fuck. And it was just a whole bunch of different timing things that suddenly had a whole bunch of stuff that I had to do all at once. And I've just been playing catch up ever since. Some of these goals are projects that can take weeks to months to create, the cum calendars especially. I took like a month and a half from creating anything else to get that done, which, you know, put me even more behind. The goal to create the cum calendars hit right after I took 5 commissions, which were big ones, and yeah. So ever since then, last year about this time when I made that first cum calendar, there's always just kind of been this constant pressure in the back of my awareness, this feeling of being so very far behind, that I have to get this done, but also I have to get this thing done, and this thing done, and this thing done. And it's just always a kind of a little running tension that never really leaves. I love my creations. I love that you guys listen to them and enjoy them and let me play with you. I really do enjoy the challenge and the joy of taking prompts from the voting list, from taking what is just a sentence or a paragraph and turning it into something really complex and hypnotic and making something just awesome. And if I'm being completely honest, it makes me feel like I'm playing on Whose Line Is It Anyway sometimes. I just enjoy it. It's fun. And I love it. And I'm really excited by all the other promises I've made, too. I love playing in your mind. I love the idea of remixing old files and finding novel new approaches to play with you in all sorts of ways. I love creating things that no one else has done yet. And one of the wonderful things about erotic hypnosis, especially, is it's such a fucking frontier of stuff no one's done yet. There's so many possibilities, so many things, and I can be the first. And I can really apply my vision to so many different things. And it's just such a thrill to play and experiment with you. So the prudent solution would have been to fill all my promises just smaller, to be honest. Like, instead of 7 versions of Bite the Pillow, making just one. or instead of creating a full-on app for the cum calendars, I probably could have just pasted a simple Google Docs calendar and linked to a bunch of my already created files, make them into a little regimen, you know, ones that go together really well. And I probably, you know, there's plenty of people that's probably what you expected. I don't think there are any other cum calendars quite like mine. But, yeah, Siren Song could have been like 20 minutes instead of an hour. But that's not really me. I don't really do well at, what's the word for it? If I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it the way I do it, and time be damned. I'm very good at restraining you. Restraining myself is a little harder. I guess I could have also chosen not to do scripts from GWA, which I release free and don't really make money from, but I enjoy doing other people's scripts. Like I said, script writing is the one thing I have a finite amount that I can do. So it's just really fun to do a whole bunch of them, and I really have been loving the live recordings lately. I guess I could have devoted myself only to those files and ignoring other sudden inspirations that I get. But then you wouldn't have files like Two States of Mind or Mine or Give In. I when I get a thought sometimes or an idea, it's just like, oh, I have to make this. And then it's just kind of like, fuck what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm going to spend the next two weeks making this. And that's how files like those came out. And I guess the prudent thing would be to ignore such ideas or maybe just write them down to be lost as I commit myself fully to first fulfilling the monthly prompts and goals. But to be honest, I have no regrets on not doing the prudent thing. I wouldn't give up any of those files I've made. If I could go back, I would simply have stretched the goals farther apart, to be honest. I thought it would be safe, but you loves have completely shocked and surprised me with how many of you there are who enjoy my creations enough to help support them, and just how worth it you show you think I am. From a business standpoint, I suppose GWA Phil should be a lower priority, and, you know, to an extent, they are, but they also give me massive amounts of material for my live recordings, and it's so fun to play with you guys live and in person, and I can't write enough scripts to do as much live recording as I want to. I've been having so much fun with it. It's just so much more intimate, so nice for me to have the instant gratification of knowing in real time the response that I'm bringing from you. But yeah, I love what I've made, and to be brutally honest, I know you. I know you would prefer me fall behind so that it meant my creations can reach the dreams I have for them and sink like little masterpieces into your mind to get your cock hard. You know that the more inspired and into creating a file I am, the more you can feel my enjoyment in playing with you, just bleeding from my words in our sessions together. Honestly, I don't think many of you will begrudge me for this, so I do want you to understand that this pressure that I always feel doesn't come from an external source or you guys. It's me, my own head. And I still want to apologize, though. I do feel bad that I haven't managed to catch up yet, and that several goals seem all but abandoned from how long it's been. But the problem is the very pressure of knowing I need to make this and that, and that I'm so far behind and falling further and further behind with every month of the voting list without ever seeming to really catch up. It gives me writer's block, that knowing I have to and that I have to make it fast. It just stresses me out and can lead to me getting nothing done for days while I try to, like, force myself to write something. But just as when you try to force yourself to go into trance, that very fixation keeps me from writing. I just stare and I grow frustrated and waste time writing things I just have to erase and getting farther and farther from that happy place my creativity comes from. Silly as it may sound, I'm feeling like I have no choice makes it really fucking hard for me to get into my dominant headspace, the place I need to be to write as Domina, to bring you to your knees inside your mind, and sometimes outside of it, in such a way that you feel what I want you to feel. Because we both know that when I go to a certain place, my truly Domina should be headspace. It calls to something inside you. It's like my headspace is saying, Marco, and your head can't help but instantly think polo and dip into trance in subspace. I could actually make a fun file after that, prob. Sidetracked. bad chippy. All right. Yeah, forcing myself, it causes stress, and I really didn't want to burn out, so I've been doing it the way I have. I didn't want to create shitty files I wasn't proud of, so I didn't. And I fell behind. And I felt you guys were owed this explanation for why it's been so damn long and for a couple of the changes I'm going to be making. I do want to say that the promises I've made I am going to keep. That's not what the restructuring is about. I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm not going to do those now. No, I'm absolutely going to do them. I want to do them. I want to do all of them. I want to do all of the fucking things. I wish I could clone myself and have an extra shibby to help me do all the things, because up till now, it's just been me. And there's so much shit other than just creating the audios, which takes tons of time on their own, that I do in regards to shibby stuff in the Patreon. And supporting myself this way. You guys make me feel so very happy with all your support, and as much as I am the top in this, I'm at heart a gentle femnom. Well, a little bit wicked too, but I really want nothing more than to bring joy and new experiences to those I play with. Relief and relaxation. Escape. And you make me feel so loved. A body is one thing. I've always had big tits, or that sort of attention's never really been anything new. But you guys make me feel like you appreciate something much deeper and more personal about me. I get comments from all over that make me so happy. They fill me with so much joy. And in all sorts of ways, from the entertaining, oh, and there's been some entertaining ones, and to the heartfelt, the people I've helped. And I love them all, except the dick pics. If it isn't a video of you having an HFO to the point of ejaculation while listening to one of my audios, you should really have some fucking pride and at least put like a funny little hat or a costume on your penis before you send a picture of it. Anyways, fuck me if I can't seem to get to a point here. I am going to be making changes to my Patreon. Rest assured, I still plan on making more cum calendars, special files, and the voting list winners that are still in line to go. I'm just slowing the addition of new things being added to the list down. And one of the bigger changes I'm doing is I'm going to start only drawing from the voting list once every 3 months instead of every single month, which should allow me to catch up a lot faster and take some of that pressure off. I actually already did this bit. A couple of weeks ago, I hired a virtual assistant to help me with some of the editing. So now for the GWA script fills, I can just make him do all of that. And I'm still going to be editing my own files because I like editing my files. And I honestly don't think anybody can do it quite the same way I do, as a lot of my editing involves, oh, something would sound good in here. Let me record that, edit that in. And yeah, a lot of my scripts and recordings aren't fully done until the editing process, where I still am making a lot of the creative decisions. And I can't delegate that bit away. But having all those GWA script fills edited for me is going to be amazing and save me so much time and allow me to record so much more. One second, I drink a bit of water. I'm just reading my notes to make sure I get everything. Okay. So, big changes. Since I do have this person to edit script fills and can do more live recordings, I have decided to have a reoccurring schedule, so that everyone will kind of know much more in advance when I'll be doing live recordings. You won't always necessarily know what, but you'll know I'll be doing them, and there might be certain themes to certain days. Since there will be reoccurring ones, that's going to also take away from my hypno-slut tier, since it's not really much of a perk if everyone else is getting it anyways. So to make up for that, and also the voting list being pulled from less often, I'm adding several things to the Hypnosorts tier to kind of, you know, make up for it. First off is going to be spiraled videos for new files. Again, one of the lovely things about having a new little editor is, as I make new files, I'm going to have him putting spirals into them. So if you like spirals, they'll be there. Without you having to, like, go click up stuff. And also, occasionally, different bits of text thrown in there. So that'll be really fun. And should make things more convenient for people at that tier. He is also, by the way, going to be going on my Pornhub. And I'm going to start regularly releasing old files on there that with spirals attached. So I do have a Pornhub, and I'd appreciate people, you know, supporting, liking, watching, you know, all that crap. I hadn't really been posting to it for like a year and a half, because I didn't actually know how to put the spirals on things myself. But now that I have someone else who can do it, yeah, fuck it. It's going to be like a regular thing, but it's going to be pulling from my Soundgasm. So not really anything new to you guys, except for the fact that now there's going to be spirals, yay. and hopefully it should draw in new people who might not know about me yet. Where to go? My notes. All right. The other thing that's going to be new for Hypnosluts, that's the $15 tier, is I'm going to be creating special Discord roles for them to show off their devotion. And through those roles, they are going to have the ability to attend extra exclusive live recordings each month that only Hypnosluts and above will be able to attend. I'm still going to be doing plenty of live recordings that anybody who wants to can come to. But I'm also going to be now having one or two a month that are just for people on that tier and above as a way of saying thank you. Those are probably going to be my hypno scripts more often than not. Let's see. I'm also going to be clarifying some of the roles. I'm going to be changing text around a bit, changing some tier names, and sharpening them up a bit to cause less confusion. My Patreon still looks amateur as fuck, other than like the numbers of people that like it. But I'm going to be trying to fix that around a little bit and just tighten everything up. The plaything tier is going to be going away for now as well. Many of the people on it have just kind of been there because they wanted to support me that much, and I like that, but there's also a shit ton of people that join it who try to get a scene out of me, which isn't what it's for. I mean, I just want to play video games on that one. And I have a couple of people who that's all they want to do too, and that's great. But then there's just a lot of people, it's been a lot, that they join up. They're like, oh, you're going to do a scene with me now. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do a scene with you. They're going to be like, but I paid money. And I'd be like, but you didn't read the fucking thing you bought. If I was going to do a fucking scene, it'd be like 10 times as much, please. Ugh. But it gets annoying. And then when I have to refund people, that costs me money. And so I'm just going to wipe out the tier. If you ever want to play video games with me, your best bet is to get really good at Overwatch. And, you know, I'm sometimes drunk and just want people to play Overwatch with me. Anyways, the patrons on my $25 tier will now be called Devoted Pets. I'm changing the name there. And they will get the additional perk of a new Discord role and an exclusive channel where I will use you guys as my rubber duckies to bounce ideas off of and show projects in progress. Kind of use you to keep me company while I'm working alone in my basement dungeon. So I don't know how many people will be into it, but if there's interest, maybe sometimes I'll do things like I'll put up on the screen while I'm editing and you can listen to me listen to the same fucking phrase 10 times in a row so I can slightly adjust it. But there'll also be a lot of fun things on there as well. Sometimes asking opinions like, oh, what do you think of this one? What do you think of that one? And there'll be lots of little things to enjoy that are probably never going to get posted on Patreon because maybe I decided they weren't right for that file, but there's still a cool little snippet and so on. That'll just be thrown in the Discord and won't have any sort of archiving going on. I am removing the ability to suggest file prompts, as since there's going to be less frequent winners, it might get too long otherwise. And I may start clearing some of the ones that haven't gotten any votes in like 6 months, just because they kind of clutter it up. Submit a script is going to become Script Slut. Much better name, I think. And I'm upping both the tier and the allowed length of the file. So it's going to be $100 instead of what it currently is, and it's going to be 30 minutes instead of 20 minutes allowable. I'm only going to be doing 3 slots of that each month, and you have to send me the script before you can join the tier. Because a lot of people will send me join and they'll send scripts that have like things I don't do, like age or incest. And then it's like, again, the refunds. So you won't be able to join it. It will always say sold out until you message me first and then I can open a slot for you. And then we go on to 2 new tiers, which will be fun, and we'll pay for my new virtual assistant. So these are also going to have very limited slots, and I don't expect that many people to do it, but one is going to be called Trance Puppet. It's going to be 250 or more. It's not so much of per month, it's kind of you pledge that one once to get the perk. Since you're helping me be able to spend more of my time working on unique audios and have this editor and personal assistant to do all sorts of things. And trust me, it's already been amazing. He's organizing all of the scripts I forgot about. I went through it and there's like 30 or 40 different things, and some are a sentence, some are a paragraph, some are like half a fucking script of like different ideas that, you know, I was writing down but then forgot. And just all sorts of things that it's really already saving me a lot of time having somebody I can just shove all the tedious shit onto so I can just concentrate on mostly my audios and various marketing and Patreon and all that stuff. But so in appreciation of your generosity at this level, Again, before signing up, you have to send me a message letting me know your name, what you like to be called, specific fetishes and themes that turn you on. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to put out a list, and you can pick any file from that provided list when you join. And I'll record your name and special layers that go with your fetishes and interests to be edited into those existing files by my new minion under my direction. So that your favorite file, for instance, you can have your name in it, you can have things that you wanted added to it. Since it's being added to it, there won't be any really ability to change the file itself and take things away. If it's small things like binaurals or something tweaky there, it's possible to do. But it's one of those things you'll have to send a message and ask. It's not creating a new file. But I think for a lot of people, they'll have a lot of fun with it, really personalizing a file they like to them. The other thing, I am the final tier. There's only going to be one slot in this open a month, because it requires a little bit more work from me. It's going to be called Favored Pet, and it's going to be $600 a month, because that's what it's worth for my time, to be honest. And for one person a month, this is the description I wrote for it, ever listen to one of my files, fallen absolutely in love with it, but just really wish this or that part was a bit different, taken out or added in. For you, my favorite pet, I will partially rewrite and completely re-record one of my files. And to make it so much more personal, this tier includes a one-on-one live session where I take you, and only you, down into trance using the script from your favorite audio, tweaked to add in your name and tailored to your desires. And then a few weeks to a month after the live session, you will receive the finished audio recording, fully edited with special effects and layering done to your preferences. So I think that, I don't know, I feel like there's some people that would be find that worth it to them to have their favorite file completely made in their desires, personally tailored. And it won't be like writing a whole new script for me, because I already have a script to work with. I'm just tweaking it. But yeah. Those are the major changes. Oh, but the exciting part of this is I've finally decided, fuck it, I'm going to try and do my goals before I keep catching up with the voting list. For the longest time, it was like, I need to finish the voting list and get on top of it, or else it just keeps building up behind me. But it's like, no, I'm just going to do the goals now. And if 5 or 6 fucking voting list things build up behind, whatever. Now that it's going to be 3 months in between each pool, it should be okay. I'll catch up eventually. And with the new editor, that's going to help save so much time. But yeah, I've already started working on one of my goals, which was the 5,000 goal, which was to let the people who actually listened to that update kind of vote and suggest a file that I might take that they really love and create a sequel to it. And not many people did it, but the ones who did, congratulations. Oh shit, I almost knocked my glass over. I'm going to be making a file that will be a sequel to, drumroll, Two States of Mind. And I already wrote the script for it. I did it yesterday when I decided, fuck it, I'm just going to do goals because I'm going to get those done. And I wrote a file that is called Partitioned States of Mind. Not sure if that's a title I'm going to keep, but it's going to be the same style as Two States of Mind. I won't be recording it until my fucking ASMR mic gets back. I had to send it because there was something wrong with it. So they're sending me a new one. But I think it'll be a perfect file to do that on, to really play with the layers and get used to my new massively expensive microphone. So it's going to be a sequel to Two States of Mind, which is pretty much going to have everything you love from Two States of Mind and a little more and a little different here and there. But if you like Two States of Mind, you'll like its sequel, I'm pretty sure. Yep, I got that 3DO Pro 2 thing. I also got a Zoom or Zune, I think it's Zune, recorder and a stand. And I'm really excited to start experimenting with it. It was just a bummer when I got it. It quickly had some issues and they're sending me a new one. I had to send it back. But hopefully that'll be here soon. Because I'm really excited for that. It's so fun to play with the ASMR stuff. I really want to play with the little earsies. It just seems so cute. Little earsies. So that's what I'm going to be starting with. I have the script now for that, so that's great. Now I have to go to the next goal that you fuckers hit in so quickly, which is the 5.5K promise. Which was two files that I let you guys pick out of any of the files that were written by me. And I'll create new files that, follow the same theme and pattern as the ones you guys vote on. And so basically whatever your favorite file is and you're like, I wish there was more files like this, there suddenly will be. And I might splice in parts of the old files. We'll see, depending on how the quality of the two matches up, since a lot of my older files are completely different qualities. And then after I finish those, I can work on the come calendars. I'm still going to be making stuff in between because, honestly, that's how I keep myself from burning out, is having so much variety in what I do. So I'm going to be doing script fills. If I get a fucking sudden inspiration for, like, I have to make this file, I'm going to do it. And I hope you guys will help support me with that. I still need to bang out that audiobook. That's another thing. But now that I have someone else to edit all of it, it's suddenly not that big of a deal. And I might just randomly, when I'm recording, let you guys know, hey, I'm recording this. And whoever wants to come listen can listen. But yeah, those are my plans. Let me just read this a little bit. Holy shit, you guys posted a lot. I'm gonna drink some water. I told you it'd be long. There's a minion penis costume. I wouldn't be mad if somebody sent me a picture of their dick in that. I just think, normal penis pictures are so boring. There's still going to be the $1 tier. It's going to be the same thing it always has been. Pretty much you just get noticed when I do like the GWA scripts and some of the updates and so on. Well, on the bright side, chances are many of you will not be able to do it simply because there's only a tiny amount available in each of those tiers. Yeah, I currently use the Rode. I'm just reading these as I go. What audiobook are you recording? I'm recording the Mind Play audiobook. We had like an informal, me and Wise Guy, the author. I ran into him at a hypno event. I've talked to him before. He's a good guy. Teaches some really good classes. But I had it in my head. I think the conversation went literally like this. Hey. Hi. Hey, so do you have an audiobook for MindPlay? No. Do you want one? Sure. And then we worked out, like, very informal details. That's pretty much where it was at. So whenever I'm done, I'll give it to him. And, yeah. No, I really don't reply to dick pics. Except to occasionally tell them that their dick would look better with a brown paper bag over top of it. You know. No, the $5 tier has not changed. $10 tier hasn't changed. The $15 tier is the one who changed the most. As it's... The voting list is now being pulled from once every 3 months. You still get the same amount of You still get the same amount of votes every month. It's just, it gets pulled from less. So that I can catch up without having them constantly building up in the background. Because before, it's like every time I'm about to catch up, voting list hits. There's another file that's going to take me 2 weeks or sometimes 4 weeks, depending on how crazy I go with it. And I don't want to not go crazy with it because that's part of the fun. Like, take, for instance, the Take a Chance series where I made, like, 20 fucking audios and recorded hundreds of snippets that I could piece together randomly to make those. I like doing that stuff. It's really fun. It just takes so much time. My Sibian and Slave Obey can certainly go on the list. Like I said, I'm going to be doing a poll of the ones I think are the most popular, and then whichever two are at the top at the end of the poll. Well, it's not going to be a poll just for the 15 tier either. It's going to be for all patrons. Everybody gets a vote. I'm considering doing it based on how many months. For every month that you've been a patron of mine, you get one vote. I'm thinking about it. It just counts on how hard that would be to execute and how much work it would be for me to, like, check. Okay, you've been a patron for 4 months. You get 4 votes. If I have 500 people voting and I have to manually go through and check that for each one, I don't want to do that. Let's see. Wait, have they already changed or will they change next month? The changes are going to start at the beginning of next month. So whatever file wins this month on the voting list gets thrown on, but it's going to be 3 months before the next one gets pulled. Last month's already won. I scheduled that to come out at 1 o'clock, so it should be out now. But the winner was Spellcast Slave. Let's see. Patreon has an API. Probably. I'm not the best at the technical side of things. Let's see. Favorite audio I've recorded. Honestly, that one's really tough. They're like, it's like choosing a favorite book. There's so many that I love for so many different reasons. Oh, I can absolutely see how long someone's been a patron and how much they've supported me with. Honestly, I really liked Iteration. I felt like the name fucked it over because it's not a sexy name. A lot of people, unless they're like a programmer or good at math, don't even know what the word iteration means. I thought it was the appropriate name for the file, but it's not really sexy. It didn't draw people in, and I don't feel like that file got the attention it deserved. I was really happy with Iteration, actually. I'm glad you liked it. Yeah, your file made it under the wire, Josie. Let's see. The alternative endings, afraid not. That would kind of, with the 250 tier, that could kind of work. Not the 250, with the 600 tier, that could kind of work. I'd be willing doing it there, but I create alternative endings on some of my files, and those generally go to the $10 tier for the bonus content. Not all of them, but sometimes I'm like, hey, I want, you know, to have some fun.